All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I hate to break the fishing news up here, M-Chuck, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for, like, an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down here.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
A brand new episode of the Real Life Podcast delivered by DoorDash. 25% off, zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. Available to our listeners in Canada. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the app and enter the promo code NATION25. Skeleton crew, but a skeleton crew. I don't know if we've ever had this exact combination of three people on the pod.
Nope, just Bag Milk, Chalmers, and Tyler. No Jane Wanye.
They're Moose Jaw.
Taking in Mac the Moose.
Taking in some Western Hockey League playoffs, which I didn't even know were happening right now.
Nor did I.
Should that be a bigger deal to us?
The Dub playoffs?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't know, man.
I think
you know what? It's tough, though, because, like, Tyler, do you remember when you were covering the Oil Kings for us? It's like the appetite for that is just doesn't live with us. It seems like
it doesn't. Edmonton is like a weird hockey town in that sense. Like, great sports town. We get out and support the Riverhawks. The Stingers have really good attendance, but in terms of hockey, I've always used the term, not even to like be too, I don't know if it's a bit of a harsh term, but like, I feel like we're kind of hockey snobs in Edmonton.
Like, we don't support the Ooks.
Yeah,
Griffins.
Golden Bears get good attendance.
Golden Bears,
again, it's 1,500 people showing up to watch those games. Like, I feel like someone once said this to me, and again, I think it's a bit harsh, but I understand the line of thinking. Edmonton's an Oilers town, not a hockey town.
That's a good point, because I mean, even when the Oil Kings were good, like 3 years ago,
they would sell out right at the end. Like, yeah, as they were winning the championship, everything else they wouldn't sell out.
Because it became cool to go to them.
Or because, you know, casuals and whatnot are a little more like, oh, yeah, I'll go watch that. And yeah, you're right. Like, yeah, covering the Oil Kings and things like that, they had some good teams right before the pandemic hit. And they just, there's not a strong appetite for it. Part of it, too, is they play in a terrible junior hockey rink. As much as the amenities for the kids and the locker room is cool and all of that, if they could be in a proper sized rink and get a proper atmosphere in there, it'd be way better. But they have a couple nights a year of 18,000 plus. Teddy bear toss.
Things, right? Yeah.
They sell it out. So on the year, they look like one of the top attended teams in the Dub. But in reality,
you know, they get 5,000, but it's 5,000 in the lower bowl of Rogers Place. So it looks like 1,000 and there's no atmosphere.
Well, it's true. And I've always thought, I guess the give and take of that is they do get the best amenities. They get to come to a world-class arena play. But what you lose from that is the type of things that we're seeing in like the videos that JR is sending from Moose Jaw, where it's a packed, small, intimate barn and people are going crazy.
This may surprise you boys, but I'm just doing a little Googling as you're talking. The Oil Kings apparently lead the dub in average attendance.
So that's what I was saying.
But you wouldn't know, like you wouldn't even notice it.
But they do, because they do two or three games a year where they get 18,000 and every other building for the most part, its capacity is like five, right?
Gotcha.
So they do.
So Everett is number two, averaging just over 6,000 people per game, while the Oil Kings are at 7,400. Yeah. But that makes sense though. If they've got a couple where they're selling out 18,000 plus.
Yeah. But the Oilers signed a kid that finished up his career at the Oil Kings, Marc Lajoie.
Well, I mean, there's a couple good, like we got Dylan Gunther in the NHL from the Oil Kings. We got Jake Neighbors
tonight. Yeah.
Jake Neighbors.
He's legit.
I think it's cool. Like, I don't know. I guess maybe as if we are a real hockey city, like we say we are, not just another city, we should probably like follow these kids coming up.
Probably
cheer for them. Even if, you know, they don't play for your team.
Well, another part of it too, and maybe it's something that hurts the Oil Kings, but when the Oilers are good, it's even more of an Oilers town, right? Where like right now, yeah, all the attention is on the Oilers because 10 games to go in the season and there's like...
And good are they? Because it is fun to watch right now.
Yeah, I was at the game on Saturday and that was one of like the most dominant performances I've ever seen.
You know what made me mad though? Oilers win every period.
Oh, it didn't hit because of the third. That is brutal. That is brutal.
That's the only downside I can point to from Saturday's matinee.
Yeah. But
honestly, it was one of those games where it's just like from the opening draw, the game was over, which was fun, but it wasn't like the most exciting game. It's just, it was like points night.
But is it? Well, it is. And I guess this is maybe an outlier because it was 6-1 against Anaheim, but like the stuff we did at the deadline and even before that, kind of looking good right now.
I'm a big Adam Henrique guy.
Because you had Henrique with two assists. You had Carrick, a goal and assist. Stetcher with an assist. Like, they're producing right now. So when we look back at deadline, is our stance of them not doing enough softening with how they're performing right now?
No.
I still would have liked one more forward.
So it'll never soften.
It'll never soften.
What have you done for me lately?
Until they win the Stanley Cup, my take on that will not soften at all. Henrique's looking better and better the more he plays.
He just scores veteran goals, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Drives to the net, stick on the ice, puts them in, or in the case against Anaheim, bangs on his own rebound.
He might be one of those, you know, I know we got Perry a lot earlier than the deadline, but like a guy who's just a vet who came in and knows how to play with, you know, how to win a cup. I mean, he's never won a cup. He's never really
been to a final.
He's been to a final
in his rookie season. Then basically
played no playoffs since.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's hungry.
He's always got to be.
He had one 4-game series. The Ducks got swept in. That was his only other time making the playoffs since his rookie year.
Yeah. I mean, even with the young, not the young guys, but the new guys producing, I mean, our top five, I'd say top four, are producing. Our defense are producing. Like Ekholm's playing on another level right now.
He's out of his mind right now.
Yeah, out of his mind right now. You know, that's a really good sign. And I don't like to nitpick after a 6-1 win. And like all in all, kind of a good week, you know, a one letdown game. But you really need Nuge and Kane to start scoring. Like now with 10 games left in the season would be a real good time for them to start finding some success.
Yep.
Because
Kane specifically,
like, that has been a real, like it's gone unnoticed by, I think, a lot of people. I don't hear as much as I would expect to, because we're having the success. It's being kind of, nobody's making a big deal about it.
I think Nuge is probably flying under the radar a little bit more because he's getting a lot of assists, but the goals are not there. Have to come.
Yeah.
Potted one recently. And also there was a game where he hit two posts, two crossbars.
He had a couple of games in a row where it was just ding, ding, ding all over the
Connor place. Brown just picking up that scoring that we needed from him. He's potted a couple now.
Kane's probably 17 games without a goal. So he really needs one.
Well, we talked too about like them catching Vancouver, and it's slowly, like we're slowly whittling away at that, right? With 10 games left, we've got 2 in hand. They've only got 8 games left and we're 6 points back.
And we play them once. So you got to win your 2 games in hand, beat the Canucks, you're tied.
And you would have expected to see them have a little easier time with Anaheim yesterday.
Especially after how lifeless Anaheim looked.
Yeah, and
they looked so bad.
Like 2 back-to-back 2 p.m. games for Anaheim against 2 of the best teams in the Pacific. That's unfair. But they came out and they played a good game against Vancouver. I mean, the game was kind of in doubt there in the third, but I don't know. It's good to see. I mean, right now I saw the playoff picture and of course we'd get Vegas. Not sure what I think about that.
I fear no one.
I fear no one as well, but the dream scenario is to be on the side of the bracket. Cause remember they don't reseed in the NHL. So to be on the side of the bracket, that is Vancouver, Edmonton, LA, Nashville. And the other side could potentially be Dallas, Colorado, Winnipeg, Vegas. And you wouldn't have to play any of those 4 until a potential conference final. Anyone can beat anyone in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I get that. But I would much rather be on the side of a bracket with LA, Nashville, and Vancouver.
I would too. But like, if it was up to me, I'd take LA. Just their goaltending is terrible.
Yeah.
And the Oilers kind of picked him apart on Thursday.
Like, yeah.
Talbot had no answers.
No.
The next night or the next game in Calgary, Riddick had no answers. So if it was up to me, I want to go to LA.
Yeah. I always have like just this little bit of fear in everybody that we could play. Cause you're right. Anybody can win on any given series. Mm-hmm. Usually the better team's going to come out in a 7 game series. I get that. But like, it was such a fun Saturday and Colorado is just, it's really, really good. And they're really the team that scares me the most. And so you're right to be on the same. Is there possible that we could be on the same side of the bracket as Colorado? And
no,
it's impossible.
Yeah, more or less.
That's good. Because like, I don't know. I just thought it was so fun to have Connor McDavid go out, become the leading scorer in the league. And then like literally 30 minutes later, McKinnon has tied him. And now McKinnon, and then 20 minutes after that, McKinnon takes him over. Well, Kucherov still has a game. And literally by the end of the day, all that leapfrogging ends up in the exact same order with the exact same, you know, point differential. I love the last 10 games of the season. It's going to be so much fun.
It's not obviously on the same level, but it's like the home run race, right? Like guys were just, no one was on a cold streak down the stretch there. Like they just hammered balls out of the park.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what we're going to get in the final 10 games. And for McDavid specifically, he's also chasing 1,000 career points now.
25 more.
In 10 games. And how many points does he have in his last 10 games?
25.
It's doable.
It's doable.
You don't bet against him. Doesn't he have a game in hand too?
He's got 1 on Kucherov, 2 on McKinnon.
You know.
I don't know, man. It's just so when we were looking at, we're sitting there and we're watching and Sportsnet is actually doing like a segment on, okay, and here's when they score. Like they're not just doing the highlights. They're showing when they score. And my sons are both like, this is a lot of points. And I'm like, you know, it really isn't. Let's go back and look. So we went back and looked at like the last 5 years. And really there's only the one down year where I think it was the COVID year or the year after where, you know, McDavid had like 104 or something. And the next was like 98 then it was like 86, right?
But he did that in like 56 games.
That's what I mean. Yeah. And it's the only, and so like relatively speaking, guys have been up at like 125, 130. This season will be though the most in the past 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. So exciting.
If you go back to when the turn of the century, I think that's what you say, right? When the millennium hit.
Now we're talking.
The best seasons since the year 2000 in the NHL. You had Connor last year, 153 points. You had Draisaitl last year, 128. Kucherov a number of years ago at 128. And then you have the 3 guys from this year, McKinnon, Kucherov, and McDavid. So this century in the NHL, these are already the 4th, 5th, and 6th most productive seasons.
McDavid has more assists than Jamie Benn had when he won the Art Ross, whenever that was.
And like 10 more assists already than Benn had points.
Just weird. It's awesome though. Yep. Love C scoring.
It's great. Also on Saturday, one of my subtly favorite parts of playoff hockey in Edmonton is when you get, and this time of year specifically, is when you go to an Oilers game and walk out after and the sun's shining and it's bright out.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like every playoff run, they get a couple of home Sunday 6 o'clock starts and you go watch the game and you walk out, it's spring and it's like 9 o'clock at night or 8:30 at night. You're like, holy shit, this is the best. One of the sneaky best parts of playoff hockey is like sun shining, spring air, Oilers game.
Well, even just down the stretch, like watching from home, you see the crowd is just way more into it. The building's more alive. People are excited. Country Roads, they're finishing off the verses. Like
they're getting just so much better at it.
It's just fun.
And then they tried to do it with the next song and you could tell only like a few people are into it. But yeah, I do like that sing along with Country Roads. Even Jack mentioned it. I thought that was crazy.
But yeah, you're right. It's starting to, the crowd's definitely starting to get a little bit more intense. 10 more games to go. They have a couple big ones too. They play Colorado and then Vancouver, both on home ice in the next couple of weeks. Away from the Oilers, Chalmers, this is also your best time of year. Playoff or kids playoff hockey's done?
Kids playoff hockey's done. Yeah, we finished a week ago. We don't have spring hockey until another 2 weeks from now. So right when winter hockey ends, we have about 3 weeks until soccer, spring hockey,
yeah,
baseball, which he's not playing, but basically your summer spring sports start. And it's just glorious, man. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm like outside putting patio furniture out at night. We're going on walk. Like it's so much different. Life just slows down for like this 3 weeks. And it's very, very nice.
That's lovely.
Yeah, it is.
And it lines up with the best part of the sports calendar.
Pretty much.
One of the best parts of the sports calendar.
Yep. Right now, like, it's funny, the whole year I seem to be saying this, but like right now we got March Madness. We got the Final Four is locked in
and it's good.
And it's good. We get the Masters coming up in 2 weeks,
10 days,
10 days. And Masters starts. Masters to me is always kind of the real kickoff to spring.
Yeah.
You know, I know that the minute Masters is done, the golf courses start to open. You can start to play some golf during the day, go upstairs to the Spike Bar, have a beer, and there's playoff hockey on every night. And that it's a great time of year right now. And I'm driving down the street over by White Ave coming here today. Mm-hmm. And all I could think about was these places are going to be packed in like
soon
3 weeks. Every second night, and the atmosphere is going to be amazing.
We're talking about our playoff parties at Greta and just like what the schedule looks like, what's the offering going to be. And it's, you're getting to the point where it's not that far away.
No. So when exactly do playoffs start? Is it 3 weeks? How long does it take them to play 10 days?
20th and 21st, or we'll be night one and two of the playoffs.
So we're pretty much just under 3 weeks.
Yeah, just under 3 weeks away.
It's good times.
It's good times. And we got a massive, oh man, it's the sports calendar never ceases. There's always something though. Hey, like, cause then hockey stops. You get the small dog days of summer.
Yeah. July,
right. With baseball. I mean, if you care about it,
baseball's in like the shitty dog days. Like yeah. It's not.
Have good. You, how's baseball been so far? How's
Jays were 2-2.
Yeah.
I've like just having it on.
Oh, it's so good.
It is good. I'm finding myself in that moment where I'm learning who's on the team. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Who's the Turner on Blue Jays? Is that Trey Turner's brother?
No, Justin Turner. Who's the Dodger. Justin Turner? Okay. He won a World Series.
Oh, okay.
He's like 39 though.
Oh man, he is. Yeah, he looks it every age, every day of it too. Yep. He is a grizzled. But and then you got like I don't know. It's exciting. This is when that you know that moment where you start to learn the players that are playing for each team. You get those surprises like who the hell's where and all this stuff.
For me yesterday, it was just great to have the Jays on in the middle of the day. Buck Martinez is talking. I'm just making coffee and it just feels good.
Cause it's going to be every Sunday for the whole summer.
Toss a couple of bets down if you want.
Yeah. In baseball, what's the go-to bets? Like we talked about hockey bets, but like
Tyler got me really into doing pitcher strikeouts.
Okay.
Pitcher strikeouts.
Yeah.
What's an average over under for a pitcher strikeout in a game? 7?
An ace will be 5.5 or 6.5 usually.
5.5, 6.5.
Lower tier pitcher will be like 3.5, 4.5. Okay. This is a great tie-in, BM, because this weekend I wanted to talk to you about this. So let's dig into it. For our friends over at Bet99, the number one online gaming experience in Canada, according to Ledger, built by Canadians for Canadians. You can elevate your experience at Bet99. Experience their same game parlays, player props, and flash bet markets. There is a player prop that I am in love with. Because you just turn into a massive hater. And I've never seen another book offer this. Bet99, you can bet on players, the batter to strike out.
Awesome. Like as a live bet?
Just straight up before the game. Every player's got a line. So I was watching the Jays game over the weekend with a buddy. And we're like, hey, let's put some money down. Like, let's take a look. And we went and picked Isaac Paredes on the Tampa Bay Rays. And we were just like, fuck this guy. So let's bet on him to strike out today. And you get like minus 110. And we just put $20 on him to strike out.
What?
Oh,
you know, it's actually a fun bet. Cause like, if you're really successful in baseball, you're hitting 3 of 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like a pretty reasonable bet at minus 110 that.
But isn't, yeah, but also strikeouts are a lot more prevalent in today's game. Isn't there some, I would love somebody to look it up, but a stat that like Tony Gwynn struck out as many times in his career as some guys do in a season these days?
Like
in his whole career.
Yeah. There is a stat like that. There's another one about Barry Bonds too. Or maybe it's even Tony
that he's
Gwynn.
Been something about there's a Barry Bonds intentional walk stat that is incredible.
So Tony Gwynn struck out 434 times in his entire career.
Yeah, guys will do that in a year. Or do it in like 2 years or whatever.
No wonder you're only getting minus 110 for a strikeout. And that's any time game. Like you bet it at the beginning of the game. Maybe they get an average of 4 at bats in that game and you're just watching it to see if this guy strikes out.
I went like,
I like betting on bases too. Bases is fun.
Total bases. It's like Bo Bichette over 1.5.
So a guy gets a single and a double. He's got three on the day. Yeah. Over under is 1.5, let's say.
Yeah.
Guy gets a home run.
There's your four bases.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The other one, and this one is so in the weeds. Me and my buddy just got super in the weeds. We were just on like 10, 15, 20 bucks on a bunch of like random little things. To start the game, you can bet on the first pitch of the game and what it'll be. So strike, ball, or put in play, and then they take the average velocity of the starting pitcher, and you can bet on the over under of what the velocity of the first pitch will be.
That is way in the weeds.
What is the most let off pitch? It's got to be a fastball strike.
Fastball strike. So strike is like minus 160.
Yeah.
Ball in play is like plus 300. And then a ball was plus 190. And the pitcher's over under for that game against the Jays was 89.5. So I was like, he's going to throw a first pitch ball. And like, again, we're just screwing around with little amounts of money. But like me and my buddy did it. $10 on it to be a ball, $10 on it to be over 89.5. And he threw a curveball in the dirt. So we cashed, we profited because we got the plus 190 on the thing.
Baseball's a fun really sport. That is a lot of fun. I would have never thought bets like that. My betting mind is always just like total points for a hockey player, like McDavid, 2.5, let's say. Yeah. But it would always just be like money line, over under, parlayed together. Let's try to hit 2 for 1, right? That would be like my go-to bet. But baseball, I had no idea you could do all these little
bets. Really get in the weeds.
Totally.
Anyways, yeah, that's just.
Can you bet mid game? So, like, if you, let's just say your player gets up to bat, first at bat, you have him to strike out.
Yeah.
He strikes out. Can you in game more for him?
Oh, that'd be great. Like, you know, a guy doesn't have it. You just go push it.
You just look at him. He's way behind on the fastball. And you're like, okay, this guy is not there today.
That's what happened in the game, though. It was the second game of the series. So I forget who's pitching for the Jays, but this Paredes guy came up first AB, struck out. And like, again, betting for fun. When he gets down 0-2 in that count, even when you bet on strikeouts for a pitcher and they have a guy down 0-2, you are so into it's every good. Pitch. He's like, come on, put him away. Put him away. It's good stuff.
Well, like if there's a Jays game on here at the office, Chalmers, you'll just like hear people yelling out numbers because that's generally the pitcher's strikeout total.
Well, today's
that's 3 for Barrios, need 2 more, just stuff like that. It's all the time.
Today's starter for the Blue Jays, Bowden Francis. Never heard of him.
Yeah. Don't blame me, buddy. He's been really good in spring.
Has he?
Yeah.
Who he be?
What do you think his over under total for strikeouts are today?
Oh, I bet you it's only
4.
Yeah. I bet
4.5.
3.5. I'm going to double check now. Like fire up at 9-9. He is good though. He's been making
Fifth because they've only played 4 games, right? Yeah, he's the fifth in the rotation.
Yeah. He's in the rotation because Manoah's hurt again, but.
Is that a big problem? Isn't he just awful?
Yeah, that's poor Alec Manoah. Could have been the face of, at one point. I remember the beginning of last season or like before last season, Coombsy and I were doing our baseball pod and it was like, man, if you could sign one of Bo, Vlad, or Manoah to a long-term contract, who are you most confident in? And we were like, I think it's Manoah. And the season started and he was just absolutely terrible. But yeah, I think his over-under tonight's 3.5. But Houston got smoked 4 straight by the Yankees. On home field for all of them too. So I feel like Houston's going to be really pissed off today and probably just fucking slaughter them.
Is this Blue Jays roster going to compete?
Yeah, they'll compete. It's not as good as it was last year, which sucks because they lost Chapman, didn't replace him.
They got that guy with a fun name.
Oh yeah, Isaiah Kinderfalefa, IKF.
That's a fun name. Field.
Kinderfalefa.
Oh God.
Oh, he was 2 for 3 yesterday.
Oh, he's already the whipping boy though.
Is
like,
he?
Oh, everyone hates him. It's like play Ernie Clement, don't pay IKF. His contract was dubbed the biggest win for a player in free agency.
That doesn't feel very good for him, I bet. No. So he's got a chip on his shoulder.
It's interesting.
No. Like they paid him so much that it was the biggest win for a player.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If people are saying that, he's got something to prove.
Yeah, the fun part about for me is like a very casual baseball fan is I just got to ride it out and I ask Tyler questions. But like to hear that people already hate the guy, I'm like, really? We're 4 games in and I don't even know what's going on.
No,
it's good stuff.
It's good. And baseball's so funny too, because like so many games. You can start 11-20 in the first month and it'll feel like the sky's falling and you have a good couple months and you're like right back in the mix.
It's just, again, it's just nice to have on.
I think I still like
very relaxing.
Is this guy the unsung hero of the year? It's Davis Schneider. He's the guy with the mustache, right?
Yeah, from last year.
Yeah. Oh, I like that guy.
Yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He hit a bomb yesterday. Yeah,
it looked like he was swinging like a toothpick too. He like swatted it in close to his body and just crushed it. Oh, I love
a lot of dangly earrings on the Jays this year too.
But that Vladdy earring, there's something special
worth noting.
There. Yeah. He's got the Barry Bonds style kind of dangly.
Oh earring. Yeah. I love it. Earrings and stuff. Like there's a lot of flair going on with athletes these days. There's a lot of uproar about Caleb Williams.
And there was a guy in the NCAA tournament with the painted fingernails.
Yes.
I forget his name. It's like Josh McCain or something like that.
Yeah. He's a big TikTok star. Hey.
Oh really?
Oh yeah. Like million followers on TikTok. Paints his fingernails.
But Caleb Williams had like the pink phone case and all of that. And
pink hate for it. Nail polish.
I honestly don't. I wouldn't care if Connor McDavid was rocking painted fingernails. I'd be like,
no. I probably wouldn't even notice that he's doing it. If I'm being honest.
Well, that too.
No, people are just nitpicking.
Really nitpicking.
Because people love football and they just want to know what the hell is
going
on.
He's obviously going first overall.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure of it.
That's a lock.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I wonder what the odds would be. That is one betting event I refuse to get in on is betting on the NFL draft.
No, it's impossible. It's like
it's so tough.
One trade happens and everything's out the window.
Yeah, and everything's fucked. Yeah, no, I'm not touching that. Anyways, just quickly, one more time for our friends over at Bet99, Oilers or St. Louis Edmonton tonight. McDavid to score, Oilers to win, +185.
I love it.
A little hockey fights boost. I don't mind that at all. Shout out to our friends at Bet99. Oilers start a 2-game road trip tonight with a stop out in St. Louis. Ooh, I have an Oilers question for you guys that I want to get into. But first, we're going to step aside for a quick break.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
All right, back for our friends at Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground. Online bookings opening soon for that Rainbow Valley Campground. You can take advantage of the over 60 camping sites and 3 comfort camping domes right in the heart of the city. And they actually have a date now. It's opening up on May 15th. So head to rainbow-valley.com to check out some online bookings, which are coming soon. All right, the Oilers MVP this season.
Ooh. Wow.
Let me make a case for someone not named Connor McDavid.
Well, is his name Zach Hyman?
No.
Really?
If, again, the turnaround started mid-November when Knobloch took over and then they eventually got on their run.
Okay.
That coincided with Connor McDavid's numbers going through the roof. Zach Hyman's numbers went through the roof too. But like if Connor McDavid never quite bounced back, if he stayed at like 1.1, 1.2 points per game all year, was like a 90-point guy or whatever, the Oilers probably still find a way to fight for a playoff spot. If Stuart Skinner never bounces back, the Oilers are fucked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who did they need to bounce back more, McDavid or Skinner? If you had to name an Oilers MVP, I just think a lot of people would automatically jump towards Connor McDavid. I think Stuart Skinner might actually be their MVP.
So, yeah.
Am probably. I too far in the weeds on that?
No, so. You make a good point because goaltending is obviously the most important piece to winning a Stanley Cup.
Bad goaltending, bad team.
Yeah.
That's basically why Jay Woodcroft got fired.
Yes.
This year has been the first year where I think it's been the most quiet when talking about goaltending. We have Stuart Skinner, who's playing unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We have Calvin Pickard, who comes in and plays the games he needs to give Stuart Skinner a rest and plays really, really well. Mm-hmm. You know, it would.
I love.
Whoa, I like that so ring.
Much. Anyway, Pickard's playing good.
He's playing really good. Like in most of the games he's in, Jack Michaels is having to say to stop from saying the shutout word, you know, yeah. in the third period. So he's playing really well. Why aren't we noticing it more? I guess would be my question.
I just think
and the opportunity to talk about goaltending has been there all year. Jack Campbell still in the minors, Calvin Pickard recall, but you both guys have just
are
been
we just relieved
effective.
We don't have to talk about it, so maybe. We don't
maybe.
Because it's always been that one little black cloud, that one little nagging thorn in your side that you've always had to worry about. Right now, we don't have to. So maybe we're like purposely not wanting to talk about it. But yeah, I mean, I think that you have a case for Skinner. But I do believe that it's impossible when you've got a 53 goal scorer now on the
52
goal the Bucks, scorer yeah. on the roster. You've got a guy who's getting 3 points a night on average. Like, what's his average goal scoring right now? Probably just under two.
McDavid?
Yeah.
For the in season? His last 50 games, he has 96 points.
It's fucking unbelievable. Jesus.
It's beer league numbers.
Yeah.
He's just a freak.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's a chance for it. I thought you were going to go harder on the Hyman thing just because like, I think that, yes, he's scoring all the goals, but what are the goals doing for the morale of the team too, right? What are they doing for Connor knowing that there's a guy there that's not named Nuge, that's not named Dreisaitl, that's going to put the puck in yeah. basically at will right now. Scores a one-timer goal. We haven't seen that very often out of him.
Well, I was going to say, what I actually love too is when he scored his 50th, there was whoever that was on Twitter did like a Zach Hyman ethical and unethical goal count. Oh, it was God. Like tap-ins on the side of the net, unethical, actual skill goals, ethical, and he did the whole breakdown.
I think there's like six. Then.
I think it was higher. It was like 14.
Yeah.
But then what I love is since that goals 51 and 52. 51 was the OT winner against Winnipeg, where he takes it to the net himself,
yep.
high skill play, and goal 52 is a one timer from the top of the circle that he just hammers past John Gibson.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty funny that he's followed it up with back to back column ethical goals to keep that number going up a little bit. But yeah. I think Hyman would be an interesting case as well. But again, like I think if you were to, as sick and twisted as this is, subtract Hyman from the lineup this year, you probably still make the playoffs.
Yeah.
If McDavid stays at low pace, probably still make the playoffs. Can you imagine even back to last year, man, like Stuart Skinner in his rookie season had to be a starter and like a legit number one for a team. And he did it. This franchise would be kind of fucked if
so fucked.
Skinner didn't exist.
You know what?
Kind of
the more you say it, the more you say it, the more I buy in. When you talk about value, like value to the team yeah. on a whole, could they do it without McDavid?
No, Dreisaitl still maybe. Really damn good.
Could they do it without Hyman? Maybe. Could they do it without Skinner? No,
no,
not chance.
He'd be screwed.
So
he's still sitting here rolling out Jack Campbell. Come on. He's going to get hot eventually.
Also an interesting angle too. Like Olivier Rodrigue just signed an extension last week.
Yeah.
Played really, really well in the minors this year.
Stuart Skinner-esque trajectory.
So we'll see.
That'd be great if that was your...
Oilers could have go from developing no one to all of a sudden having their tandem as people that they drafted and developed.
Yeah, true in-house developed goalies. That'd be something.
It'd be wild.
That would be wild. Anyways, that was a conversation. Oilers MVP.
What about Evan Bouchard with the fourth defense and scoring at 76 points?
That is something. I think there's a big conversation happening right now about Matthias Ekholm as well. And I know Waz, our boy, tweeted out. He was like, why isn't Ekholm getting love for the Norris? And I feel like that's, and I've seen a bunch of people, not just Waz, tweet out like, how come he's not in the Norris conversation? Look at all. I feel like that's us as a fan base, just being a little bit not used to having good defensemen.
But I think too, though, like Jack talked about it on the broadcast. Maybe it was Louis. You were at the game anyway, so you wouldn't have heard it, where they were talking about like, there was a time a defenseman putting up points the way Ekholm is now and just being all around steady. That's a Norris winner right there. Yeah. And then the league has just kind of shifted towards points guy.
Points yeah, guy, but don't you think it should be split? Don't you think there should be two awards? That was what
they were talking about. They were talking about like the points guys, like maybe they call it the Bobby Orr Award, and that's just, you know.
Oh, I heard this. Who was talking about this?
Jack and Louie.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. That was the coffee thing. I was listening. Yes, the coffee. I was thinking about, I was listening to, fortunately, I listened to that game a bit on my earphones. I was out and about doing a few things. And so I did hear that, and they made a great case for that.
Yeah. The other award I'd like to see them add in just for the league as a whole is a comeback player of the year award. I'm surprised
who'd win that this year?
Every other sport has it. The NHL doesn't have it. There's a bunch of really good guys this year for the comeback. Jonathan Drouin in Colorado is the one. Like it kind of looked like his career was ending. He was getting healthy scratched all the time in Montreal. He wasn't even playing. And I know he went through like some mental health stuff, but he has 48 points this year. Like he's going to be a 50 goal or a 50 point guy. And he signed for like league minimum with the Colorado Avalanche. He's a great candidate for it. The other one is Brock Besser, I think, in Vancouver.
Yeah,
is a good one. Besser went last season, 18 goals in 74 games, was kind of at the point where like the Canucks almost couldn't give him away because of his $6 million cap it. And this year he's going to be a 40 goal guy. He's got 38 already on the season. I know he slowed down a bit for a stretch there, but still he's having a very, very good year. Those are two, but that'd be a good award for the league to have. I'm surprised they don't. That and an offensive defenseman, because it would be nice if there was a defensive defenseman award. And then that would allow, you mentioned Ekholm, even like Slavin and Carolina should probably always be in the mix.
I had a question for you too. What did you make of Bednar pulling Georgiev, or however you say it?
That was wild.
That was wild. So my take on it was, yes, he shot the puck down. Yes, he took a penalty. Yes, it's stupid. I get that. Goaltenders are notoriously kind of like players. You don't want to really fuck with their mindset too much. Yeah. They sit by themselves in the room. They're constantly doing their own warm up away from the team. They've got, I'm not trying to say that they're like weak-minded, but they're different, right? They think differently, and a goaltender's confidence is huge. Like I believe that Stuart Skinner is playing with like a heightened sense of confidence right now, and that's why he's playing so well. You're the best team in the Pacific right now. You've got 10 games to go before playoffs. Is that really a point worth proving?
Oh, for Bednar and Georgiev?
For Bednar to do that to him?
Probably not, because he's like their only goalie. Their backup is not good.
That's what I mean.
Like he is their guy. It would be like,
you lose him mentally for a little bit and the team starts to struggle because of it. Yeah. I just don't think the benefit is worth the cost, or the benefit is worth the risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what
the
I meant.
Juice
to say.
Is worth the squeeze.
The juice is worth the squeeze. That's fair. I don't know. The minute I saw it, I was like, man, this is just not something you do to goaltenders.
Yeah.
You know?
Speaking of viral moments, did you see what Trevor Zegras did over the weekend?
No.
Oh my God. So he takes a penalty. He takes a double minor in the Ducks game against the Seattle Kraken.
Okay.
And he goes into the penalty box. The game's in Seattle, so it's the Seattle broadcast team. And he smashes the camera with his stick.
What a baby. Why?
The broadcast just ripped into him too, because he was mad he took a penalty and he didn't want the camera to see him. So he just took the butt end of his stick and smashed it through the camera lens a handful of times.
Can I ask a question? What's that guy's deal anyway?
What is his deal?
It's kind of a baby.
Remember seeing the video of Ryan Getzlaff, and they were like, this is the moment Ryan Getzlaff realized he didn't want to play anymore. And like Zegras and the another rookie are like doing
the gritty,
in the hallway, and like doing this weird, like pregame thing. And he's just staring at them with disdain in his eyes for these young kids. I don't know, man. He should realize, I don't know. See, I don't know too much about him, but, like, but that's in my mind, kids look up to this guy.
Yeah. Oh, like they love
like
him.
10, 11, 12 year olds yeah. love Zegras because of his like sty, his riz, everything that comes along with playing hockey that isn't, I mean, he's great on the ice.
His riz bussin.
His riz is bussin. He not mid. And so it's like, why are you doing this shit, man? You could be such a good role model for people. Like people, they love your interviews. They love the way you talk. Just like him and the Hughes, like when they're yeah. talking about getting their Gatos. Kids relate to that kind of thing, man. Don't be smashing screens like a baby.
Frank said that apparently the norm or whatever is like, he's going to get a bill for that. Like that's not something
he should get a bill for that.
The team just stomachs. It's like, oh, the players.
No, if I was the Seattle, if I was the Kraken, I would replace that camera. I would send the invoice.
Get a better one.
Care of. Yeah.
Upgrade that.
To Zegras. Mm-hmm. Care of the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. I'd send that invoice right to them. Say, pay this for your little baby tantrum.
Yeah. What is that guy's deal? Like he just seemed like he was going to be shooting to be one of the better players in the league. He had some injury problems this year. I was reading about, yeah. but then he just kind of like fell apart and he's just being the little baby now. Is that right?
Pretty much. I think they're going to trade him this summer.
Cancer in the locker room. Some would say
it's always a good,
they
buzzword.
Don't want to pay him.
They don't want to pay him. I don't yeah. think is the problem, but like who does want to pay him? He's a 60 point player who like, again, kind of operates like a superstar. So
boys, were you like me today? Did you wake up this morning before even opening your phone, set a plan in motion the night before to remind yourself that today is April Fool's Day? Before you open any socials, before you do anything, just put your guard up, have your defense mechanism going so that the minute you see some of these ridiculous things that are put out that you know that I'm not going to get got today. Today is my day.
So yes, is the answer.
Good.
But like for me, we started thinking about April Fools about 4, 5, 6 days ago.
Sure.
Because we play along every year.
Of course.
And April Fool's Day for the network is one of our big traffic days because it's fun to just kind of be like, we did a dumb thing and we got you.
We did a thing.
But personally, yeah, I don't even go on the internet today.
No.
It's just everything is out to get me. I'm already been getting bamboozled lately as a result of like internet deepfakes and shit. So like today's too much.
So ours at Oilers Nation today was, and the reason I liked it is because it's actually like so believable, but the Oilers re-signed Ken Holland to an extension.
Yeah.
It's great. Because you know people are going to totally fight on plausible. That for a second.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so ridiculous that it was like Connor McDavid out for season with knee injury.
Well, we never do that, right? Like it's because we'll take like player injuries out of even being an option. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to find like a lane.
You got to find a lane because like so I see some people go a little too far with theirs.
Yeah.
And for instance, Devonta Smith, Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh yeah.
From the Philadelphia Eagles X account.
Oh my God.
With a check mark wrote, we have traded Devonta Smith to the Cowboys for a second round pick and a conditional third round pick next year. In the next paragraph, it writes a few more details about the trade and then, oh yeah. And remember, today is April Fool's Day. Okay. Not that funny.
If the Oilers
you're trading an active
account,
player. Yeah. What if in his mind, Devonta Smith didn't think that that was enough for him. He's now being like, okay, wait, so this is the joke. Like is yeah, the joke that you didn't trade very much for me. Devonta Smith was a first round pick. He was a 7th overall, I think, pick in his draft as a wide receiver. There's just so many things that could go wrong with that when you're dealing with an active player. And if we were to name the biggest divas in sports, 1 through 10 would be wide receivers.
All wide receivers.
So why are you fucking with a wide receiver? Especially one that's young and like, oh man, I see those ones and I go, not funny. The Mark Messier into the Vancouver Canucks Ring of Honor.
Did that was Canucks Armies, yeah.
Canucks Army.
Not bad.
Good.
Not bad.
Because they also, there's the
because kind of believable.
It's kind of believable. And there's also the added context that Vancouver hates Mark Messier.
Yeah. Why do they hate him so much?
We would need quads on here.
Yeah, quads could get into it for you. It just didn't go well there. The Leafs Nation one, again, perfectly believable. It said, report, Maple Leafs plan to use Mitch Marner as a defenseman for the remainder of the 23-24 season.
Flames Nation, we're moving the team.
Yeah,
they're going to Red Deer.
our pal Johnny Lazarus from Daily Faceoff, he had a really good like hockey prank story on his Twitter today from when he said he was a freshman or a junior playing high school hockey. And on April Fool's, he went and put sock tape on the captain's skates.
Oh, God.
But the captain saw it and went to the head coach and was like, look what this freshman wants to do to mess with me. Let's mess with him. So the captain skated on the ice, fell, faked an injury.
Oh, great.
Went off the ice. Coach comes out screaming, says like, Johnny, you did this. And because you heard our captain screwing around, everybody on the line, I'm bag skating you. And he faked out. They did like one big laugh and then everyone died laughing. But Johnny was like,
that's fantastic.
That's so good.
That's a good one. But honestly, like tape on skates. Have you ever had it happen to you?
Yeah.
Or gone out with like your skate guards on? Oh, that's an injury waiting to happen.
Oh, totally.
Legit.
Split your groin in half.
Oh, yeah.
The best one too. Like, again, if you do it on the whole skate, like guys will notice too, but if you just throw it at the back,
just
on the very back. Sometimes when guys like run onto the ice, they'll be on their toes and they won't fall for a bit. So they'll get like some speed going, heading onto the ice for practice, and I'll get like two strides and then their back heel will finally touch and they'll eat shit. That's always funny.
It's always funny, but like,
yeah, I know someone smacks
their head. Oh, so bad.
Another good one is pop the plug out of a guy's stick. I was talking about this with Frank today, like the best hockey pranks, take the plug out of a guy's stick and fill it up with water, then put the plug back in and then take like a whole roll of tape and tape up the top.
Will it be really heavy? Is that like,
yeah, so they'd go to grab their stick. One, their knob would be huge and they'd be like, oh damn it. You guys tape my stick.
You jokers.
And then
you
pick it up and be like, oh my God, it's filled with water. I have to take all this tape off and dump the water out.
Oh, don't mess with my sticks. I used to spend so much time like taping them. Mm-hmm. I used to like, do you remember those Cooper helmets that like Mark Messier wore where it had the two things on the sides?
Yeah.
Oh man, I used to change them for like every game, get the color coordination going. Oh, I used to love taking care of my gear.
That was your
style. So I would be like pissed if somebody did that to my stick, to be honest with you. Yeah. I just saw a thing. Connor McDavid's 96 assists are the most in a single season.
Since Joe Thornton
in 2005, 2006.
Mm-hmm. So if he gets to 100, he's only the fourth player all time to do it.
Ever.
Gretzky, Lemieux.
Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr.
Connor McDavid.
Amazingly too, Wayne did it 11 years in a row.
And those other guys only ever did it once.
Really?
So it's been done 13 times, 11 in a row by Gretzky, once by Lemieux, once by Orr.
That is just incredible.
He got asked on the broadcast, I'm paraphrasing, but he got asked on the broadcast, how come only 11 in a row? And he goes, well, fuck, I was getting old.
Yeah. Good God, that's incredible. I guess the only other time too, that if McDavid gets 5 in a row for the Art Ross, the only other player to do that was... The last player to do that was Jaromir Jagr.
Well, I'm surprised Jagr did it 5 in a row. But
I know. Well, when him and Mario were going hard.
Yeah.
So you didn't see any other good April Fool's pranks, eh?
Nothing got me. I saw Eminem did like an album.
That was so bad.
It was so bad.
It's so poorly edited.
I know. But then I was sitting there. I'm like, okay, this is so poorly edited. Like there's a part of me now that thinks when I see an April Fool's joke, I'm like, is this an April Fool's joke? Or is this... Are they trying to psych us out on April Fools and they're actually doing the thing? So I went to Eminem's Spotify before my drive to work. I was like, I want to see if he actually
did. Let's just go check.
Maybe he did. And then no, he didn't. So I guess that one kind of got me, but you're just so, as soon as you wake up and you see the first ridiculous one, it's kind of like, oh yeah, it's April Fools. I will not believe a single thing that's put out on the internet today.
No, I won't.
Just don't even bother going on.
Don't even bother.
Yeah.
So this next week, if we're going to go back to hockey, this next week is
talking a lot of hockey today,
but it's intense.
Yeah,
because there's 10 games left. We're going to start talking a lot more hockey. Like right now with nothing to do other than no kids sports, my life revolves around work, hanging out, getting the house springed up. Cause I love getting the house ready for spring.
Yeah.
I have my garden going. I've been sowing the seeds for about 3 weeks now. Oh, can't wait to get out and plant
Dude,
I am intense. I get these little pods and you like, they grow and then you plant a seed and let them start growing. And then they stay in this like sealed humidity controlled container. And then you like, once they start to leaf, you pull them out and put them in another container, put them in the sun, not supposed to have sun in the first container, no direct sunlight, dries them out. But getting the patio furniture out, just looking at the grass and counting down the days till we can aerate it and power rake it. Here's the problem. City of Edmonton has their very first spring waste collection like Monday of next week.
Really?
What is anybody going to have ready? There's nothing to have ready. What are you going to have ready? Unless you start cutting down some trees.
I forgot to scoop up.
But they're going
to
be, are they going to be not packed with snow in a week?
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe. I mean, it's supposed to get to 24 tomorrow, which is nice. But yeah, other than that, hockey. Hockey is now like.
I just looked, the course by my house is offering tee times for tomorrow.
What?
Amber texted me and was like, can you believe this?
Which one? Terra Pines?
No. Sandpiper. Amber sent me the post or the email they sent. And I was like, Amber, that's an April Fool's joke. And she was like, no, it's not. Go look.
That is not the best day for Sandpiper to be sending out.
No, hey,
tee times are coming out on an April Fool's day. Golf courses are already going to be open.
No way I'm doing it, but
no.
Although, no, you can't.
So yeah, this week coming up, you know, we've got St. Louis tonight, winnable game, obviously. Mm-hmm. Dallas, tough test. Wednesday.
Weekend doubleheader.
Colorado. Weekend doubleheader. Calgary. Calgary and Colorado.
I have my beer league playoffs this week and the team we're playing in round two. This is just, I got reminded of it earlier in the pod. You said something. They have a guy on the team that won a Memorial Cup. We play Div 6.
What?
We are like so far down in from
where. What year? I'm hoping like 1994. Like
2011, 2010.
Oh my God.
Back to back 20 goal seasons in the Q and then another one in the O. One of my buddies who, whatever, is going through the other team's roster just being a weirdo. He like sent it to me. He's like, dude, this guy played with fucking Alex Radulov.
I was like, Jesus.
Holy shit.
That guy should not be allowed to play Div 6 men's hockey.
But I'm excited to see. Again, I've never played against this guy. I'm excited to see. Is he either going to be insane hardo?
Or
is he going to be like, I don't give a shit. I won a Memorial Cup.
Yeah, and he came back to Edmonton, got a nice cushy job in sales. Yeah. Maybe goes for a few too many liquid lunches.
He just wants to go out with the boys and play a little hockey. Heck, I can respect that. If this dude scores 6 goals in one of the playoff games, I'm going to be
We have a guy who also played Memorial Cup or also played WHL and then went and played in Europe for like 3 years and just came back a year ago. He comes and plays with us because he's a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Just a sub. The way this guy plays is unbelievable. His shot is so much harder than anybody out there. If I was on their team, I'd be like, this guy can't play with you guys. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This is so unfair. He's so much faster than everybody. He's just, it's amazing to watch. The sound of their shot sounds different. The sound of their skates ticking in sounds different.
I remember when I played in a charity tournament, like whatever, this was pre-pandemic, so like 5 years ago, and Robin Regier was on the other team.
Oh yeah.
And like that dude's going out there going like 10%. And it was still just like, holy shit, man.
We need to start playing in the Gordie Howe Alzheimer's again.
Yeah.
As an Oilers Nation.
Get with some of those.
That was such a good weekend. And it was such a good weekend for the nation.
Mm-hmm.
We got lots of like exposure and just, and I mean,
do they still do that every year? Or is that like an every second or third year?
I think it's every year. But like, remember, all you had to do was play was to like raise $2,500 and you could do it in like 5 months.
Yeah.
It wasn't that hard. We should do that again.
Yeah.
Get to play with guys like Nylon. Get to play with guys like Brian Trottier. I wonder what the lineup like. Remember we played with Jeremy Roenick. We played with Jeremy Roenick. Like we didn't play with him, but he was out there.
It is wild though when you're on the ice with, again, like you watch Oilers games from the stands, from the TV, and it looks slower than it is the ice. And then you get out there with someone who played like a semi-decent level of hockey, because I was incredibly far from being a good hockey player. Even like we have a guy on our team who had like a cup of coffee in junior A, and it's like, holy shit, man. You are so much different.
It's so much different.
One time I was just got called to play like just a pickup game kind of thing. And Martin Gelina was there.
Oh my God.
And at this point, Martin Gelina had probably been retired for 15 years.
Yeah.
Roasted everybody.
Probably going like 40%.
Way better than everyone. Not even close.
Shut up.
It was like one of those ones where you go, oh yeah, pro athlete. And we're just all shitheads.
Yeah. Shout out Aaron Volpatti.
Aaron Volpatti. I still have beef from him from the outdoor tournament a handful of years ago.
Yeah.
Guys ripping sauce passes near my ears.
Oh God.
We're in his Caps gear.
But that's the worst when they're hardos.
But that's, and you usually get a couple of those.
Yeah.
I remember we played, I forget who we had, but we played against Marty McSorley. Like one of the other teams had Marty McSorley.
Yeah.
And this guy like kind of went hard at Marty McSorley, like a little too hard. Yeah. And Marty was just like, and it was like the Sunday morning game. So you've already drank for two nights straight and you got that hangover where you're not going to take shit. McSorley was pissed. And I remember Crucial Niski came out to play one game too. And he like actually got in like an altercation with a, like just a guy playing in the tournament. Those were full of good times, man. And he'd go to Vaughn Steakhouse and run into Brad May and then spend all night with Brad May. That was like the best, man. We got to do that again.
Yeah. I don't even know when that event is.
We'll look it up.
Anyways. Okay. Before we wrap it up, need to give one more plug to what's going on over at nationgear.ca. Whoa, we have a sale on right now.
Just hit
20% off all regular season merch.
Just got an email. Fresh as we're podcasting, Tyler.
Hell yeah. That is cool. Also, I didn't know we sold phone cases.
What's the next watch party?
April 6th.
This coming Saturday.
Yep. Calgary Flames.
Flams.
Got a BOA party going down at Greta, as always. Swag at the door, prizes to be won, beverage specials, and more. Tickets available now, nationgear.ca. And as we do at these events, it is all going to a good cause. This time it's in support of the Logan Hunter Memorial Fund. April 6th is the 6th anniversary of the Humboldt Broncos tragedy. And obviously those memories live on. And that's something that impacts a lot of us still in the community. So we are honored to be partnering with the Logan Hunter Memorial Fund, where the proceeds of this event will directly support. So again, watch the game with us. It's a BOA. It's going to be electric. Greta's going to be rocking because it's a Saturday night, and we're going to be supporting a good cause in the process as well. And you can win some cool stuff. So lots going on. Greta, April 6th.
Is the whole nation crew going to go there?
I would imagine Saturday night.
Well, so. Let's do it. I'm going to come.
I'm going to try.
You're in your quiet period.
I've been dying for something to do. This last weekend, my kids and my wife both went, they all went to Nikiska to go skiing with a friend of hers and their kids. So I was home by myself.
That's the dream.
It was kind of the dream. But you know what I've realized about this dream? It's a sad one sometimes because most of my friends were out of town with their families. I'm looking for somebody to, I call JR. I call name like five other people. I'm like, hey, yes, we want to just go like have a beer, watch a hockey game. Oh, sorry. We're in Montana. Oh, sorry. We're in Jasper. I'm like here by myself, kind of. My brother-in-law's away. I was just like, oh, okay. So this
old bag milk lives pretty close to you. I am Chalmers. Didn't get a call.
We could have gone to Uncle Glenn's.
Maybe
chucked a 20 in the VLT.
Got one in my wallet.
Just in case you're sitting there looking at your 20. I wonder if Chalmers will come.
Well, let's make it. What is the Friday night game time? Because I know Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Greta will be there. Friday night, let's go to Uncle Glenn's for a couple.
Probably around 7, I would imagine.
Because I am free and clear of any types of kids
again
events back to just for this weekend. Events. No, they're going to be here, but
7 o'clock Friday. Yeah. All right.
Let's make it a twofer.
Why not?
Oh, that watch party on Saturday is going to be lit.
It's going to be fun. And I really think, Tyler, that we should get Liam and Waz to challenge each other on the football game.
They are. We are putting Waz. I say we, I'm going to act as like Liam's coach. We are putting Waz in his place.
Are they awful?
No, Liam's fine.
So here's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Liam's fine at the football game.
Sure.
You know the game we're talking about.
I know exactly
right?
Which one you're talking about. Yep.
Liam's fine at it. But there was a point where Waz was filming him play and he went over.
Oh, wow. The
and
pressure.
Waz keeps posting the Ofer clip all over our socials. Oilers don't play for a couple of days. The video of Liam comes out. So now it's turned into a thing on Oilers Nation Radio where I think those two need to go head to head. Because like Tyler said, we don't know if Waz.
There's only one way to settle it.
It's only one way.
You never get to post a video again if you beat me.
Yeah.
And I think Liam will beat him handedly. So.
Well, we don't know if Waz can even throw a ball.
Yeah, we don't.
Oh, this could be very funny.
He was YouTubing how to throw a football.
This could be like seeing Rear Admiral throw a free throw.
Yeah.
Literally can't even do it.
Could be something there. This is a beef that's been brewing for a minute now.
Mm-hmm.
Has to happen.
All right.
Can't wait. Saturday. Let's do it.
Saturday, Greta. Hope to see you there. All right. That is a wrap on today's edition of the Real Life Podcast. Jay, everybody, whole crew will be back in the mix on Thursday. We'll chat with you then.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.